Are you all having a good time today? Are you meeting lots of people? I don't think you are, actually. I've seen a bunch of you out there talking to the people that you came with. And I've got a bunch of cards of people I met. And, you know, I've started my sorting process because we all have our sorting process. She was hot, but I don't really want that. Green Film Festival? Okay. I'm a filmmaker, but I don't know if I need that. Story and visual development, that's kind of one of my businesses. I'm going to keep him. And I'm going to keep sorting these people, just like all of you are going to do the rest of the day, because we're going to decide who we need, who we don't need, who we put in our pockets, who we hang on to. And we make these connections, and we come to these places, and it's just a waste of time. Because 70% of the people in this room aren't going to follow up with the people that they meet today. It's a fact. And I know this to be true because 5 years ago, I started something called the Art of Active Networking. It's not what I do for a living. It's my hobby. It's my church. Because I was kind of tired of watching people suffer in these conversations. So, you know, you meet somebody. What's the first question people ask you when they meet you? What do you do for a living? Do any of you really care what I do for a living? I don't know if I care what you do for a living. What I do care is I care what you're passionate about. I care what your passionate purpose is. I care why you get out of bed in the morning. I care what brought you here today. And so I started this thing called the Art of Active Networking. And it's a networking event. It's the dirty word. We all hate that word. We all hate a networking event? Oh, good Lord. We all hate networking events, don't we? Well, who wants to go to another one of them? And then we collect these business cards. I call it rubber band syndrome. We collect these people, and I want to see a show of hands. How many people, somewhere in your life, your purse, your desk drawer, somewhere in your apartment, do you have a stack of these? Come on. Those of you who don't have your hands up are lying, because we all do it. And we have good intentions. I'm not saying any of you have bad intentions. We have good intentions. The intention is, I'm going to follow up with those people, or I'm going to pick out the hot girl or the hot guy or the guy that can help me make my ass smaller at the gym, or the guy who I can sell something to. Now, that's the main reason that most of us want to talk to somebody to begin with. We can't wait for people to stop talking so that we can start talking about ourselves, right? Please just shut up so I can start telling you how awesome I am. That's what we do, and we certainly do it at networking events. And we do it at networking events all over this city, all over this country, all over the world. Now, people say about me all the time, you've never met a stranger, have you? And I say, no, not yet. I think I got that from my father. I will talk to people on the street, homeless people, the people that Lori runs into. By the way, our state bird in Kansas, where I was born, is Jayhawk. And I think that's an awesome idea because it allows us to begin to engage with people on a level that's different than what do you do for a living, which we don't care about the answer anyway. So what we do at my events, and I have a whole online thing that's free, anybody can post up what they need, because I know that you all want to talk about yourselves, and you want to post up what you need, and we all have stuff we have to sell. That's important to us, yes? So we have our businesses, and we have our lives, but what about all of the valuable people in this room? Look at the people sitting next to you, in front of you, behind you, out in the lobby, the volunteers, the people backstage that are producing this amazing event. I mean, we are meeting amazing people every single day, and that's what we do with them. We throw them on the floor, we put a rubber band around them, we don't follow up because we don't think we need them. I met a real estate guy earlier. I'm not looking to buy anything in New York. I have a lot of property in California. Haven't decided if I want to stay in New York, frankly. So I don't need that guy, right? But he seemed like a cool guy. I actually would like to get to know him. I met a couple girls earlier, and they were talking about something. I don't have any idea what it was. I think it was some follow-up to the makeup presentation. I probably could use it, but didn't really particularly interest me. So I guess I can just write them off. But I don't go any deeper. Once I've written that person off, once I've filed them, once I've sorted them away, I don't go any further into that relationship. And I think about this because I'm the kind of guy, I'm like your worst nightmare on a plane. Because I fly all the time. I live in San Francisco and Los Angeles and here in New York City. And I fly about 135,000 miles a year, speaking and directing and producing and doing the things that I do. And I'm the guy that sits when you sit down and I say hi. Now, I'm very astute about whether you put your headset on. Because if you put your headset on, it means you probably don't want to talk to me. And so I'm really respectful of that. But I will tell you, standing here right now, that probably 7 of my best friends in the world I met on airplanes. I'm not kidding. One day this guy, I don't know if there's any drummers in the audience, but I play drums, and there's a stroke called a paradiddle, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. This guy's doing paradiddles on his knee in first class on a Friday night. I was supposed to be in Dallas, Texas at a friend's birthday party. That morning his mother died and the party was canceled. This is pre-9/11. I had a $600 bottle of wine from my wine cellar with me that I was going to give him as a birthday present. I didn't even get to see him. I wasn't even able to go to the house. So I had the bottle of wine with me on the plane. This is when we could take liquids on the plane. And it's also when United Airlines used to serve really good roast beef sandwiches instead of the crap food they serve now. Sorry to United Airlines. And I said, why are you doing paradiddles on your knee? And he looked at me and he says, why do you fucking know what a paradiddle is? I said, I'm a drummer. And I said, and you're not very good. He said, how do you know? And I said, well, you've missed 6 strokes in the 3 minutes we've been talking. And he goes, you're all right. He goes, you know, if we don't say fuck you in the first 30 seconds when we meet somebody in my family, we don't like them. So I knew instantly that I had a new friend. I said, do you like wine? And he goes, fuck yes. And I said, would you like to have a Leonetti Merlot that's 12 years old? He goes, sure, when? And I said, how about with these crummy sandwiches we're about to eat? Flight attendant says, I have to pour it, but you can have it. I said, well, would you share it with everybody here in first class? I made a whole bunch of new friends, you can bet. And Jerry and I played drums on and off together, kind of for fun, until he moved to the East Coast. Now he has a family, and I probably talk to him 3 times a week, online or offline. But we have this wonderful relationship that's gone on probably 12, 15 years now. And I could be up here for hours talking about these relationships. So what I would encourage you all to do today is I would like for you to think about your day, the rest of today. And I'd like you to think about the 4 questions that I ask at my events. Okay? The questions are, who are you? You'd be surprised how many people never say their last name. What do you do for a living or want to be doing? And I ask it because you all want to know the answer. That's the first thing you ask people, after all. However, I shifted that to, or what would you rather be doing? Because 70% of you also are not living in your passion, and given the opportunity to change jobs, would. And I think that's a sad statistic. The third question is, why are you specifically here today? Something brought you to TEDx Fulton Street today. You took off work, you flew in town, some of you. Why did you come here today? You can watch all of this online in, what, a month? So you came here for a reason. I'd like to know what it is. And finally, what is it in life that you are absolutely most passionate about? Now, not to pick on the real estate guy, but if you say, I'm passionate about real estate and selling you my next home, I'm gonna call bullshit. I wanna know what gets you out of bed in the morning. What makes your heart race? What is it you care about? What's the legacy you wanna leave? What is it that makes you just, your blood boil, or get just absolutely excited, or makes you want to propel yourself and the people around you forward? Because I believe that the power of us working together is greater than anything that we can accomplish on our own. And that's my mantra. So I would like for you all the rest of today to think about these 4 questions, to ask these 4 questions of each other when you meet them. Don't say, what do you do? Ask them why they're here. Ask them what they're passionate about. And when you get their business card and you hand them your business card, make a concerted effort tomorrow to not go find a rubber band. Meet these people, enjoy these people, thrive with these people, create with these people, and really enjoy your day and the connections that you make here today. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.